Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. Awesome. Hey, everybody. We are back here for season 15 of America's Got Talent, episode 1. Two of your OGs back in the house to go over America's Got Talent. And I cannot do this without my co-host from last year and now this year, the one, the only MJ impersonator, dancer extraordinaire, Vegas performer, audition for AGT this year, Antoine Bain.
I'm touched. Hold on. I'm speechless. Thank you so much for that introduction. That was the best I've ever heard in my entire life. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you. It feels good to be back, man. We're ready to do this. Today's show was amazing. I can't wait to get started.
Yes, me too. And guys, I'm so excited to be back. My name is Rachel Swindler, Vegas performer, singer, dancer, actress, also a reality star from Big Brother. So I'm very excited to be here. We have a lot to get to. We're going to go chronologically through all of the acts, let you know what we feel about them, if we liked them, if we didn't like them, did we agree with the judges? I'm curious to know what you think, Antoine. So exciting to get to that. Also have some major tea to spill. Our very own Antoine Bains auditioned for AGT, and he's going to give us some inside information and some cool facts at the end of this. So you're going to want to stay tuned to hear all about that. And I also might be dropping some tea about some former house guests that might be connected to the process as well. So from Big Brother. So be tune in for the end of that. A lot to look forward to in this episode. But let's get right into the start of this. We have our four returning people, Terry Crews as our host. We also have our judges returning, Howie Mandel, Heidi Klum, and Simon Cowell. But we also have our new judge, Sofia Vergara. I'm so excited to see her here from Modern Family, comedic actress extraordinaire, so funny. Do you think she's going to be a great addition, Antoine?
I believe she is going to bring something different to the table. I see that she kind of filling her comfort zone a little bit, but it's going to be interesting because she's also a comedian like Howie. So how she breaks things down and her lens, the way she sees things, I think she's going to spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm so excited to see her. She definitely is one of my comedic idols. So really cool seeing her here. All right, so let's get right into it because that's what we all want to get into, and that is the performances. So we start out season 15, episode 1, with some performing pigs. This duo is Les and Nina, and they brought their pigs in. So not a lot of backstory with this, but they want to be like the first performing pig act on the Las Vegas Strip. And, you know, you've been to Las Vegas. I lived in Vegas for 6 years. I've never seen performing pigs like this. So we see a red carpet go out. A pig is kind of going through her legs. Not really, I feel like, that interesting.
As I always say, I'm going to tell it like it is. And I didn't really care for it so much. I felt like I seen similar things done by people who brought dogs in season 14. I think, I can't think of the names right now, but, you know, they're going through the legs, tricks of that nature. It's not exciting. However, it screams circus. I was chatting with someone while watching it, and you know how, you ever been to circus, ladies and gentlemen at home?
I haven't actually. I was scared.
Right. But they have these circus acts just in the middle of the lobby. And they happen, I say, like every 30, 45 minutes. So that will be interesting and fun to do. But as far as like a Vegas-y, you know, headlining show, nah, I think they serve the purpose of getting their name out there and getting some notoriety.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Friday, but other than that, nah.
All right, so you're telling me you weren't impressed by the big pig wheeling the smaller pig in a carriage?
It was cute. You know, people behind me, I mean, the pig eyes was bloodshot red, and it was just, how is that?
So you're saying the pig was drunk? That's what you're saying?
The pig looked like a straight alcoholic, man. I mean, it just wasn't working for me. But maybe for kids that are under the age of 15, you know, it'd be a good thing for something like that to be held at Circus, if you ever get a chance to go after COVID-19, that is.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think that this is a one round act. I think they're going to get through the first round, and I don't think that they're probably going to get through the second round. But they did get four yeses, and I mean, they were kind of the first act to go through. So the bar hadn't been set that high at this point. But they did do some cool things, and they've never seen pigs before. So I'm pretty sure America's Got Talent is all about new and interesting things that they've never seen before. And you've never seen pigs jump around like dogs before. So that's why I think they got through.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. I think you pointed out the best point. What can you do? If they were to make it, which they did. Did they make it, right?
They made it through. They were the first act to make it through.
Yeah, I think that was some type of, I can't say sympathy vote, but we just give them that. What will your next act be? Like, beyond that point, what could you bring to the table?
I don't know. I would give them a chance to go the second round, though, because I don't know, and that's what excites me. I don't know what their next act would be. So I'll see it, and if it's not, I'm not thinking they're going to get past the first round. So that's definitely something.
Now they bring a barbecue grill and start making bacon for everybody, then that it might be different. Yeah. But up until then.
Oh, Lordy. All right. Well, our next act was Bad Salsa. And this was a duo from India. The girl was only 15 years old, which I was amazed by. They were dancing salsa, but also more of an acrobatic act. I don't know. I felt like I was put in a blender and spun around during this act. Very weird poses, a little atypical of traditional. Sorry about that. Got a call that came through. But very atypical, non-traditional salsa moves, a very fast pace. They got a resounding four yeses. Very excited about them. What do you guys think? What do you think, Antoine?
To me, that was amazing. I mean, for that to be the second act of the day, they definitely set the tone for the rest of the night. Like, the bar was raised. Her being 15 and 20 years of age, that's how old he was, correct?
Yeah, he was 20.
Yeah, for him to be 20 years old and can move around like that, definitely shows skill, dedication, commitment, and they have the drive, and it was so fast-paced. You know, to keep up, it was like, ba-ba, ba-bam, ba-bam, bam. Just like Simon said, it was just like watching the performance and fast forward. So it was definitely something you could not blink, because if you did, in the instance, you would miss something spectacular. So I agree. That was truly amazing.
However, I have never.
I'll go ahead. Go ahead, Rich.
No, I'm just saying, I have never seen something like that before in my life. So it was really cool to see. However,
I think the opposite of the first act. I think the next time that they're up, I truly believe that they brought their C game today, just because it was so easy for them to fly through. I think that was probably the first routine they ever learned. I think the next time we see them is going to be 10 times as better, because I don't even think they scratched the surface with the potential that, you know, like, they're great, they're good stuff. I don't think they brought the rabbit out the hat yet. So the next
there's definitely a lot to look forward to with them. I think that they're going to make it pretty far in this competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, someone that didn't make it far in the competition was the whoopee cushion dancer, and that's what I named her. She did a nice little fan kick and let out a toot. So that was, what did you think about that? She got four of those, Antoine. Did you agree with the judges?
It was humor. Yeah, of course I agree with it, hands down. If they would have gave, if one person would have said yes, I would have questioned if it was water they were drinking in the Dunkin' Donuts cup. Like, hands down, like, the only thing they did was give my kids a laugh. Like, other than that, no. It was, yeah. And if they would have had, go ahead.
No, I finished what you were saying.
If they would have had earlier Simon, like 2003 Simon, he would have chewed her up. Like, it was ridiculous. Simon got a little soft through the years.
Yeah, he does. Well, our next group, that's the Broken Roots. And it was Austin, and I didn't catch the second guy's name. I don't know if you did, Antoine.
Mm-hmm. Broken Roots. Oh, baby, daddy working right now.
When at home. Well, if you see that, let me know. But this was Broken Roots. It was a duo from Chicago, Illinois. They were actually have worked in law enforcement together. One of them was actually a homicide detective. They met 6 months ago. Basically, both were out and saw the other, connected that way. They didn't meet through the actual law enforcement. They met out and about in the music world, in the music industry. So met 6 months ago, their first time playing together. After meeting, I noted that Simon just had a permanent smile on his face the whole time. They had a truly crazy story with one of the gentlemen's wives had actually passed away from cancer, remarried and had a child. So a really great backstory. They got four yeses. I have my opinions on them, but Antoine, what did you think?
So it's Joey and Austin.
Joey and Austin.
Yeah, I think they were great, man. I mean, my personal opinion, mm-hmm. depending on what they bring next, it's too early for me to judge. But just judging by tonight from what I heard, I think they will make a hell of a cover band. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if they were to sing like somewhere downtown, at a barish or something like that, like they can close it out. Not karaoke. I don't want to disrespect the voice, because they actually can sing. I just was expecting just, I guess, a little bit more, because I'm comparing them to people from the past. So what did you think, Rachel?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think I wasn't like blown away, but I definitely enjoyed it. I'm a country fan, and they just had everything given it to me, exactly what I want to hear in a live music aspect. Yeah. I thought their voices were actually very strong, and I think that they could make it pretty far. But it's to be determined at this point. I mean, Simon was very enthusiastic about them, and he's the vocal genius over there. So I would be interested to see what they could do. They definitely have a future together as a duo in some aspect, somewhere. What level that is, I'm not sure. That's going to depend on how they step up their game in the next couple of rounds, I believe.
And just to add to that, I want to say it's because it's early in the game. They only been together for 6 months. And I'm going to quote, they claim that this was their first time performing on a stage with each other, or performing period with each other. But it would have been different if they would have, I guess, brought a song that they created or made up. So
Maybe we'll see that in the couple rounds.
Yeah. Maybe so. If so, then they definitely have they got a bright future, period. But if they come up with something like totally brand new and fresh, they're going to be a serious problem later on.
100%. All right. I want to get into Malik. This is our next performer. He was a drummer and is a drummer, and a pretty fabulous drummer. He's been performing on streets, not a lot of money, was in a near-death car accident, seven drums strung along the entire stage, different songs, different beats. I noted He was moonwalking. He was juggling under the leg, cartwheels, great energy. Simon said, "We've never had an act like you before." Can't, and I absolutely loved him. He had a resounding four yeses. Antoine, I have a feeling you loved this act a lot.
No.
Really?
The moonwalk was a plus. The moonwalk, he hit it. He did a great job. However, it was, it almost reminded me of the guy who played the flute with Terry Crews last season. And the young, what was his name? The young kid who, I think he played.
The Figueroa.
Yeah, okay, so.
You're talking about the violinist, the young violinist, or
him,
Cody?
Him and the flute. I give him credit tonight. Malik. I give Malik credit tonight because I think he was one of the hardest working people that I've seen tonight. Like, he wanted it. I don't think he was going to leave without a yes. Like, losing today was not an option. So those are the credits. I give him an A for amazing because his work ethic alone outshined the actual skill because his creativity was through the roof. If he didn't do all of the extra acrobats and things like that to add, he made it entertaining. It's just when you have that skill to where you're playing one instrument and it's something like the drums and you have to play it with music, is you really have to drill your creativity because the next time, if you do anything like that with just drums playing it with music, you're not a cute little kid. So you're not going to get the sympathy pass from America. It's just you have to work extra, extra hard on what could I add with this that will just blow people's minds away.
Yeah, I think that he is actually, from what I got from him, this guy has been performing on the streets, has, you know, like he said, not a lot of money. He wants this so badly. I could feel it through the screen. And I feel like he's going to have a lot of tricks up his sleeve. I agree with you that I think people that play instruments, especially, like, they've got to step it up a lot every single time because it's not enough on AGT to just play an instrument. You've got to add, I was thinking when he was drumming, I was like, let's put some color dye on there. Let's put some water on there. Have it splash up in the air. Like, that's what I was thinking during it. So maybe me and him should have a chat.
Yeah, he should. He should DM you tonight. Be listening, Malik. You got to hit Rachel up. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah. Well, Malik, you did a great job. But before I move on to our next act, I just want to give a shout out to all the fans listening to us out on iTunes or on YouTube. If you are listening, give us that thumbs up or give us those 5 stars. You're the reason why we're the ESPN of TV Talk. You're absolutely amazing. We love hearing from you. So if you have any comments or any critiques or anything like that, let us know in the comments below. We love hearing from you, and we'll be in the live chat next week so we can actually correspond with you if you are talking. But we are quarantining from home, so this is all brand new for a lot of us. So a lot to look forward to. But thank you guys for supporting us, and we love you and we love AGT. So on that note, let's go to the next act, and that was Ryan Trix. And funny that his last name is Trix, because he was a magic act. And I believe it said that he worked in the sanitation department. He brought Hallie and Simon on stage. What did you think, Antoine?
Well, first, I was surprised that Hallie got on stage because you know how much he's the germaphobe. So it was just surprising to see that him taking anything and putting it on his face. I don't know. It didn't really do anything for me. Simply because I'm always skeptical about, okay, is this something that was possibly thrown in to make it seem this way? Because it wasn't me. Because it was more so, not so much magic, but it was almost like a mentalist. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So it was on the borderlines of being a mentalist, and that's something that's more personal. It's just more intimate. So I couldn't really get wild. However, uh-huh. I can't take anything away because I don't know, but I'm always skeptical about those type of mental performances.
Yeah, I agree with you. I did think it was cool. It is hard to not think that maybe this was pre-planned or something was going on, but I feel like AGT has the integrity, and that I don't think that Simon would go along with something like that, but you never know with competition or reality TV. So I agree with you. He did get four yeses, and a resounding four yeses from the judges. So I'll be excited to see. I was definitely blown away by it, but I agree with you, Antoine, on your views as well. I want to get into our next one real quick. We only have about 15 minutes left, so I want to make sure we get through these acts.
Oh.
We want to talk about. Yeah. So, the next person that we're going to talk about, and probably one of the most important stories that we need to talk about, is Archie Williams. Archie Williams from Louisiana, which is the state I'm in currently right now, was incarcerated for 37 years wrongfully. No DNA, just three eyewitnesses. He was released March 21st, 2019, which was, that's like just a little over a year.
Yeah.
Okay. He would watch AGT in prison. He would sing in prison. This really spoke a lot to me. I've been watching, there's a Netflix series. And if anybody is at home, I believe it's called The Innocence Project. The Innocence Project is who freed him, but there's an Innocence Project thing going around on, it's a series on Netflix. And it really talks about how all of these people were wrongfully convicted over like dumb by art mark evidence that was like trash evidence, basically. Mm-hmm. So my heart broke for him. And the judges said that as well. I love when Sophia said, well, they didn't break you. I can't imagine going from that to on stage at AGT. So a resounding four yeses. Simon, I'll never forget this audition for my entire life. Antoine, tell me what you thought about this one.
To me, I guess being, an African American myself, it was disturbing, man. It wasn't surprising, sadly, but if anyone who deserved, I don't care how he sounds. If we talk about talent wise, no, he wasn't Luther Vandross, but 37 years in prison, and you're wrongly accused just because they just needed to convict someone of it.
Yeah.
It's like enough said, man. It's America spoke today, and putting him through, no matter how far he gets, this was an experience that can, help with his rehabilitation, because, it's going to take a long time. Even though he's out now, it's just like Terry Crews asked him, and his response was like, I'm still getting used to the freedom. So.
Yeah. Well, I just hope that wonderful, wonderful man has a great support system behind him. And I just want him to live his best life now, because I can't even imagine going through that. In the world today and everything that has been going on recently, it's not easy. It's not easy. So no. I commend him. And I hope that I'm sure he'll never forget that for the rest of his life.
There
I hope that
go.
Overwhelms. Yeah. Okay. Oh. So what were you saying?
I was going to say, I'm glad they gave him the platform, but go ahead.
Yes, I agree. So let's quickly get through these next couple of acts. We have four more acts to go, and then we do have our news and gossip. So we have our Double Dragon Twins, singing duo from San Francisco, California, but originally from Peru. They were setting this up to be a really bad act. Antoine, did you think it was a really bad act?
No, it may not be headline Vegas, but that's definitely showgirl material. I could see them opening for several different locations along the Las Vegas Strip.
Yeah, I was astonished by their harmonization, how well they harmonized together. They were belting their faces off the It's Raining Men. And they said all they want to do is spread happiness and kindness and humor to people. And they definitely did that for me. I could not stop smiling the entire time I was watching them. They were so cute. And they got four yeses and were put on. So we'll be cool to see what happens with them in the next couple of episodes. Our next performer that we had was Vincent Marcus, who did Impressions. He started on Vine 6 years ago, and he was used to being his bedroom. This is his first time performing in a live audience. And he was rapping to nursery rhymes, impersonating Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Sean Paul, Wonder Mike, and Jay-Z. What did you think, Antoine?
I thought the Eminem was spot on. Impressions are hard. The Snoop Dogg and the rest of them, need work, but that's just coming from me as a person, because this is my lane, and it is constructive criticism. Like, I'm happy that he got through. I just hope next time that he brings more than that, because I can tell that he was a behind the scenes actor, like a behind the scenes, a social media influencer, because there wasn't enough stage presence to where if you're a comedian and you're an entertainer, the whole stage becomes your platform. And even if you stand in a few spots, you own them. To me, him just doing that, it was just kind of, I guess, premature. Like, he didn't prepare enough to take on that, because this performing in front of a live audience is new to him. So that's my take on it.
Yeah, I definitely thought his Eminem was spot on. And I even thought his Snoop Dogg was pretty good. It was after Snoop Dogg where I started going, they all kind of sound the same to me. That's what I started thinking as well. So I actually agree with you. I thought it was Eminem and Snoop Dogg. I was like, whoa, this is great. And then after that, I was like, I'm excited to see what else he has up his sleeve. I mean, you know, he does have, I went into his Instagram. He has like over 500K followers, which I'm not surprised about if you've been on Vine for 6 years. So he probably has a lot of material up his sleeve. So hopefully we'll be seeing more great material from him. So four yeses for them, two more acts to get through. This one, I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right, but the Moi Moi Show. I'm not sure if I'm going to be pronouncing this right, and I apologize. Yeah. His name was Moses from Spain. Very, very sweet individual. I'm sorry that I'm probably not pronouncing that right. So I will look that up better next time. So he was basically just a crazy AF contortionist, bending his finger. He set himself on fire. The whole thing when Terry Crews came out and had the sledgehammer and the block on his back. And I literally could not look. There's so many acts like this in AGT that happened that I can't look at. And this was one of them. Could not look at it, but he got four yeses, which I wasn't surprised by. What'd you think, Antoine?
This was the definition of Vegas. Definition, hands down. Fremont Street, Las Vegas Strip. I think that was the only act, if not probably one other one, that was the definition of Vegas crazy.
Yeah. It was so crazy. I could not look, but I think he's going to get pretty far. I will say that. So, so let's get into our final act. We got to talk about it. Our golden buzzer from Terry Crews. This is Terry Crews's golden buzzer. And this story, I started crying. I mean, homeless. And these are all people that have been homeless in San Diego. This organization, this woman created this organization. She created Voices of Our City Choir. And these are homeless people from the street from San Diego. They were interviewing them saying, you know, this, we've saved people's lives with this. This one man said, I wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for this choir. Someone finally wanted to hear me speak. Someone finally wanted to hear me. It brought people out of the streets into homes. Terry Crews even saying the art saved me, which that's so powerful. The arts, it's such a powerful, beautiful thing. They actually wrote their song, Listen to the Sounds of the Sidewalk. It was great, standing ovation. What did you think, Antoine? The story and the act.
Phenomenal. The story is very unfortunate. That's something that California, along with a lot of citizens of the United States, deal with and around the world. However, unfortunately, if we're just talking about the U.S., California has to have like the homeless population, period. And, you know, if you don't have something to hold on to, that just proves that just having that perseverance and that that dream to hold on to something is something that can help you live, you know, because some of them people, I think the oldest lady said she was homeless since she was 18. And she didn't speak her age on the show, but she looked like she was well over 50, 60.
Yeah, yeah.
And now a senior citizen, it's sad, man. But I'm happy that lady created the platform. And I just wish there were more acts like that with people who have huge platforms.
Yeah, you know, I was pretty critical last year of like the the different choirs that came in, just because, you know, I was thinking it was more of the story than the actual talent. I will say, though, of course, the story is amazing, and it's actually something I'm pretty passionate about, which is probably why I even more so enjoyed them. But I thought they were actually really good. I mean, they did have the main choir director singing the majority of the time. And then that older lady, when she came in and started rapping or kind of speak poetry talking. And yeah, then when word. Terry Crews did that golden buzzer and they slow-mo'd her falling out of her wheelchair. Did you see that?
I seen it. The first thing I did was go, I was there. You know,
I was like, whoa, somebody check on her, which they did address it. She was fine.
I was worried about her arthritis.
But we're glad she's okay. Everyone was so excited, so couldn't contain their excitement, and very deservingly of that golden buzzer. So here we are, first episode down, excited for the rest of the season. But I'm going to go ahead and get into our news and gossip with our very own Antoine Baines, who actually auditioned for AGT this year. And we're going to get a little inside scoop and some information from him. So let us know what's going on. What happened?
Well, I mean, it was a peaceful, fast experience too. Like the moment that you set your reservations to audition, I mean, you didn't stay no longer than a few hours. If you wanted to stay longer, you could. The people were nice. We got some images coming up to where we're getting ready to set up. That's me right there. And below, when you see my arms spread out, the San Diego Times, along with AGT representatives, did a piece on me. The performance that I gave was phenomenal. I had a standing ovation.
Yes!
But the next video that we can see, so if you Google me, that will come up. So and also a little piece of an act that I did before I went on came up, and it was different from my actual audition. But the next one is me, actually that one there, they're getting ready to just mic me up, and I'm just appreciating the environment, man. Like, it was amazing. And then while I'm doing that, people behind me and to my right and left are practicing. You got Shirley just throwing people up in the air. And I actually have a video that next week, the guy from Good Burger, what's his name? The guy to go, Good Burger, work from Good Burger, him.
Yeah,
so this video right here is just a snippet of me doing a few impersonations. That's not the best, but go ahead.
Guys, I really shouldn't do this. But here's a Bill Cosby impersonation.
And my wife, Camille, she comes inside pudding.
I want you to do one thing only. I want you to reflect on the nation of the United States of America. Yes, we can.
Nice. Well,
that last bit was Barack Obama and Bill Cosby, but it was fun. It was fun. I definitely next year.
Well, what happened?
Nothing.
You got a standing ovation. You got a standing O, and then what happened?
Nothing. Like, we even took pictures because the group that I was with, we took a group picture because we was so determined that everyone from our group was going to make it. So they had all of us to pile up, and I still have it framed up. And we were just surrounding each other because we had singers, opera singers, but everyone, at least 90% of us, because they do auditions in sections, did great. And when time rolled past, I was all I could say is season 16.
That's right. Yeah, you got to keep on trying. That's a nice message out there. It took me 2 years to get on Big Brother. So you always have to keep auditioning if you're passionate about something. Well, that's amazing that you had that experience and that, you know, you got close and got a standing ovation and, you know, went through that. That's a hard thing to do, put yourself out there. So, but you're a seasoned performer, so you're fine.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be it for us, everybody. We will be back next week for episode 2. So be on the lookout for that. We hope to see you there. Until then, Antoine, where can everybody find you on social media?
That's Simply Different 87 on Instagram. That's Simply Different 87 and uh,
Antoine Baynes, AntoineBaynes.com. And you'll find the latest of what's going on with Antoine.
Nice. And my name is Rachel Swindler, and you can find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler or on Twitter at Rachie Swin. So until next time, we'll see you later, guys. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.